firstly, it's great news that there's a lot of money out there for projects throughout the county of Donegal at the moment, and over 25 million has been allocated to projects in the last 18 months for our piers, our harbours, and our infrastructure that will help the fishing industry and also help our tourist industry. So there are various projects that are waiting to be constructed. Some of them are almost ready to go, but in many cases, a foreshore license is needed. There is a very slow process that I'm not happy about, and many other councillors are not happy about the speed at which these foreshore licences are being dealt with, some of them by the Department of Marine, some by the Department of Housing. And my concern is that time would run out for these projects to be developed before the foreshore licences would be given. And I think we need to find a way forward as to how we speed up the process at national level, or indeed get an extension for some of these projects, because it's imperative. These are great projects. They're great for communities right throughout the county. They should make a difference to the fishing industry and fishing communities. And we need to find a way of either speeding up the process or getting an extension to make sure this money is secured. And there's nothing worse than having to send money back. And I don't want that to happen. Nobody else wants it to happen. Indeed, the council workers, the piers and harbours engineers, nobody wants this to happen. So we need to find a way. I know that Minister Charlie McConnell was on the meeting the other day, and he assured us that he was doing everything in his power to make sure that this was the case, that this funding would be secured and would be spent within the county of Donegal.
A lot of focus this week on the Riverine project, a major cross-border project between Strabane and Lifford, which is now in very much difficulty because of foreshore licence delays and the fact that Piece 4 funding is running out at the end of this year. From what you're saying, that could just be the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I know this was a case in relation to a footbridge that required a foreshore licence on the Riverine project. And yeah, that's been sort of in doubt. It's an example, and there may be other examples like that throughout the county. And I don't want to spread fear in relation to this, but I just want to make sure that we're on top of it. And it is a concern. It's a real concern, I suppose. But there probably would be more projects, many more projects like the one on the Riverine project, that could be in some danger of losing the funding.